There's a freedom of information request out today, just to let you all know about this, on some of the special advisors to the political parties in Northern Ireland, where their salaries have been revealed. And quite a few of them, I'm just looking here, I can see a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 7 of them, Richard, right?
Right.
And 3 of them are on over 90,000 pounds a year. Another one is on 82 grand, 75 grand. So these are the special advisors.
Right.
How do you feel about that in the context of where we're talking about money?
I think it's obscene. You know, the people on the shop floor are the ones who make the money for the companies.
Well, these aren't companies. This is government. Bumper Graham, maybe we get your reaction. To this. This is the special advisors to the political parties.
Just
they're,
on that
they're
point,
they're called
Stephen,
SPADs.
We have said for many years now that there are far too many special advisors in Northern Ireland. In fact, I think at one point there were more special advisors at Stormont than there were even in Number 10 and 11 Downing Street. So there are too many special advisors in Northern Ireland. They certainly paid over and above what they should be being paid, and they are supposed to be treated like civil servants, but yet we saw in the Assembly yesterday that a report that condemned one of them for what would be disciplinary offences.
Well, hold on. I don't want to get into that type of detail on a live programme like this.
But he got away with it.
Well, he didn't get away with anything. I want to talk about what we're talking about this morning, and I've brought up the salaries of the SPADs, but you're right, Bumper, it was going to be my follow-up question. They're civil servants, actually, so should you not be sticking up for them?
No, they're supposed to be treated as civil servants, but they get special category status, so they do, which seems to take them out from under things like the civil service disciplinary procedure, took them out from civil service pay, because while civil servants were not getting pay increases, these SPADs were being given pay increases.
But some of these people are supposed to be the top brains in the country.
We need a review of them,
Stephen, and we need to get rid of a whole dose of the SPADs.
We're moving on to a different debate here, but let me just throw it out here. So these SPADs, and some of you might not know what a SPAD is, it's a special advisor. So all of the political parties in Northern Ireland, what they will have is they will have advisors who will look into policy and very much be the brains, some of the brains in the political parties, okay? And these special advisors, so there have been a freedom of information request and some of their salaries have been revealed. And the salaries range from about 75 grand a year to 90 grand a year. Now, of course, if you're working, I don't know, in a shop somewhere and you're on 12, 13, 14 grand a year, 20 grand a year, that sounds an exceptional amount of money. Maybe you want to pick up the phone, 08459 555 678. But there might be some of you thinking to yourself, if these guys are some of the top brains in the country, you want them. That's a big if, by the way. But if they are, you want those brains surely helping to run government.
Well, I think, Stephen, that the one thing that you need to reflect upon is, why do we need so many special advisors in Northern Ireland? I think it really tells us about the standard of the politicians we have in Stormont, that they need these people to tell them what to do. And I think, you know, what we pay them, okay, you can argue it's high or low. It's probably what they might get in industry anyway in other parts of the country. But the point is, we need so many because the MLAs need so much advice because they don't know themselves. You know, the understanding of the economy throughout the MLAs.
Erwin, are you defending the number of SPADs that we have?
I'm not defending it. I'm saying it's a reflection of the poor standard of the politicians that we need so many of them. You know, and I know quite a few of the special advisors, and some of them are very, very capable people. They're certainly more capable than the ministers they're advising. I can say that without fear of contradiction. And that's why they're there, because we need those sorts of people around to get
But I'll tell you what, Erwin Armstrong, to the working class man or woman listening to this programme today, who are being told, look, you know, there are still tough times ahead. There are cuts coming. We're supporting more cuts that will be on the way. And then they learn that there's enough to be given these people 90 grand a year.
I'm not defending the 90,000. I'm just saying that, you know, if they are going to come out of senior positions in industry, they've got to get a salary that reflects it.
Well, Erwin,
90 may be too high, to be honest.
Erwin, let me pose this question to you. I mean, all public servants were subject to either 0 or 1% pay increases. Do you think it's fair and right that a handful of these SPADs, jiggery-pokery occurred and they managed to get massive pay increases when everybody else was getting nothing?
Here's Robin in Bangor. Morning, Robin.
I don't.
Yeah, hi. It just, as I've been saying all along, the Assembly is not fit for purpose. They just take what they can get and can't agree on anything. They're just not worth the money they're paid. None of them can do a job.
This is the special advisers you're talking about now?
Well, special advisers and the Assembly members.
The issue about the special advisers is it's way, way, way ahead of what the MLAs get.
Yeah.
If you think about it, the MLAs get 48 grand a year. Some of these special advisers are getting over 90.
Yeah, and what is the advice they're giving them? Because obviously not taking it. Or they're not giving the right advice.
Or if they are taking it, it's not very good advice.
Correct.
Bill of Belfast. Morning, Bill.
Morning, Stephen.
Let me ask you about, because we're on to the special advisors now, let me ask you about your gut reaction to this emerging story, I guess, this morning of these salaries.
You know, it's like everything else. I mean, if they've got the qualifications, they've got doing the job, you're entitled to the salary. I mean, if that was the case, we all live in a communist country where everybody's paid the same.
Yes,
Stephen, okay, let's go to the other side.
These people don't compete for the jobs? The minister comes along and just says, oh, I'm going to pick so-and-so, and they're going to be my special advisor. They don't have to apply for the job. They don't face competition from other people. I mean, these are pure anointed political appointments.
Let me have a say here. What about the consultants in the hospitals who use the hospital facilities who earn up to £10,000 a week? We had it in the paper there just the other week. We had one of these consultants who avoided paying his tax and was earning £10,000 a week. Should they not contribute towards our health
consultant? We're not suggesting that consultant was working in Northern Ireland. But let's say on the salary level.
If you work in the health service, Bill's absolutely right. You should work 100% of your time in the health service.
Correct.
Yeah, but I think, Bumper, you have to accept that within Northern Ireland, if you look around at the senior civil servants in Northern Ireland, you look at the chief executives of the new councils, you look at the senior civil servants, they're paid an awful lot more than those SPADs are. So, you know, to attack them and not look at those people's salaries and things...
Well, first of all, Erwin, those people went through rigorous competition in accordance with the employment law to get their positions. They were not anointed by ministers, so they weren't. And they have many more responsibilities, some of them managing workforces of 30,000 or managing budgets in excess of £500 million.
It's not the salary you're complaining about, it's the process.
I'm complaining about three things. I'm complaining that there are too many of them. I'm complaining that they were given pay increases and are being paid rates of pay above what they should be getting. And the third thing I'm complaining about is how they were appointed.
Well, to be fair now, Bumper, in the appointment of a special advisor, you cannot throw that open to the public, because a special advisor needs to have an ethos and a background that actually will be similar to the minister that he's actually advising. Because there wouldn't be any point in having a Sinn Féin minister with a DUP advisor or a member of the DUP.
£90,000 for yes, man.
Okay, all right. Erwin and Bumper, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both. Don't forget the telly show's on tonight, 10:45, BBC One. Nolan Live is back. Wednesday night's back with the Nolan shows. John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Stephen, this is just how far and how crazy the system is. There's people on £90,000, £100,000 a year, and they're called special advisors. At the bottom end of the scale is people who care for people who care for their loved ones, stuck on £62 a week, plus other top-up benefits to survive. They do not get a pension, only a state pension, because they've been out of work for so long looking after people. And it just shows you how our society is going.
But you're comparing a carer's allowance at £62 a week to a special advisor on over £90,000 a year. And of course it's a stark difference, John, but they're two very different roles.
It may be two different, very different roles, Stephen. But if you are a full-time carer, it's 60, 70 hours a week.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And special advisors with their pension when they leave. And we're being told by this Conservative government that it's the unemployed, the disabled, who are going to be hit because it was us that caused the crash. And we have to suffer the consequences to fill in.
Okay, John, thank you. Rob in Belfast. Morning, Rob.
Stephen, can I just say that your previous caller painted a picture better than I ever could have? You know, these special advisor jobs are the only job within the civil service that don't go through a proper appointments process in terms of selection. And let's be very, very clear, Stephen. These jobs aren't out there for special advisors because they're these big intellects and they're people of such intelligence that they're required. These jobs are reserved for the party faithful. These jobs are reserved for the people who have stuck by that particular party, by that particular minister over the years. And when then they get the ministry, or the ministry is given to them,
Hold on a second.
Your help over the years.
Right, hold on a second. So I know some of these people, okay?
Yes.
And
I'm not saying them all. I'm saying this is what happens regularly.
But hold on. And I think it's fair to say that, you know, they've crossed swords with the Nolan Show, and we've crossed swords back with some of these people. But they are very, very intelligent people. Now, try to put a price on that.
Well, I can certainly put a price on it.
They have to give clinical advice.
There's a lot more people out there who would maybe be of the same intelligence who haven't been given the opportunity or the chance to do that job. You tell me, where's the furnace in that?
Well, you know, let's take the DUP, for example, who have some of these special advisors, right?
Yes.
On 90-odd grand a year. Uh-huh. And by the way, so does Sinn Féin and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, they all do.
Okay, right. But, you know, let's take a DUP as an example. You would hardly, you know, the DUP would hardly want a shinner in there giving them their political advice.
Well, of course they're
going to have someone who...
Why are you talking about DUP, Sinn Féin?
The point I'm trying to make to you is, of course, these political parties are going to employ advisors who might think like them.
You know,
they're political advisors.
Green and orange. Come away from that. If it was an open process or it was open to everybody, let people come in, judge them on their credentials, judge them on their credibility that they hold, judge them on their intelligence, judge them on their background. Don't judge them on their political support, because unlike most people, unlike the DUP and unlike other parties, people's political views can be left at the door of their workplace.
Well, you're talking nonsense.
You're the one that's talking nonsense.
Well, let me tell you why. Can you imagine if there was a Sinn Féin thinking special advisor working for the DUP who is sitting in there every day saying, I think an All-Ireland is the best way to go. Of course that's why these political parties are going to employ people advisors.
Do you ever think about this?
Who share their political views.
Maybe not everybody thinks like you. Maybe not everybody thinks. I have my political views. But see, when I go into my workplace, I leave them at the door. I don't discuss them. I leave them there, and that's exactly what they are. They're my political views. They're my personal views. I hear people talk about certain things. I'll jump down their throat and go, hey, you're wrong at that. I agree with this, or I want this.
Yeah, but these are political parties. You can't leave your political views at the door if part of your job is to give political advice.
As a special advisor, yes, I can understand, but there's a lot of people...
Why am I having to spell this out to you?
Impartial. Impartiality. Look at the judicial system.
Okay, listen, thank you for calling us today.